Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of the third gender, welcome to Tejas and Little Stevie. I am the one and only Tejas. He's Little Stevie.
Yo.
What's good?
What up?
Big day.
Hey, big man.
Day.
Only like a month and a half between shows. Better than usual.
Better than nothing, right? I mean, if we just didn't do it ever again, that would be like the absolute worst.
Last time was like half a year. I went on Chubstep last week. Shout out Chubstep as always. And Jared was like, yeah, I listened to that last little Tejas and little Stevie. You guys were like, you want to do another one next week? I was like, whoa, that's awesome. And then it just didn't happen. it's like, yeah, Chris hit me up. I couldn't do it. And then a month like passed. But here we are.
I've been super crazy with work. So like,
yeah, me as well.
It's finally now starting to like wrap down a little bit. So, you know, maybe it's time to actually, you know, start doing it on a more weekly basis. Our viewers are hungry. They want to eat.
We did pretty good on our last podcast, actually, downloads wise. I was surprised.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to say the number because it's not going to sound impressive, but compared to our usual numbers, for how long it been since we did it, I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, well, you're going to have to tell me off the air. I'm going to assume it's probably at least 100, but you don't need to confirm
no
if
comment.
I'm correct or not on that. But wow, what a day. NBA trade deadline.
Crazy,
boy,
yeah.
I think to say it was a doozy would be putting it lightly.
It's pretty nuts because, you know, the Blake Griffin trade happened and everyone was like, yeah, it's probably going to be a quiet deadline.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
A superstar just got traded. That doesn't happen that often. And then it was a quiet deadline outside of like 30 minutes where the Cavs just went bonkers making trades.
Right. I mean, here's a good question. If the Cavaliers make no trades today, was it a crazy trade deadline still?
Well,
I feel like they created the trade deadline.
They did, yeah.
If they didn't make any trades today, then we're sitting there looking at it saying, well, this was a bummer. This was so unexciting.
Yeah, we're breaking down Doug McDermott's impact in Dallas if Cleveland doesn't make any moves. I'm talking about...
Wait, whoa. Oh, Doug McDermott. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Doug Peterson. And I'm like, wait, he's on the Eagles. Did he just go to the Cowboys? You know,
no, that would be a trade deadline.
I mean, yeah, God. We've had a lot happen. Trade deadline, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Whew.
We'll start with the deadline.
That's crazy. I agree.
We'll get this out tomorrow. It'll be a lot more pertinent than the bowl. But, yeah, so Cleveland cleaned house. You are obviously a little more casual of a basketball viewer than me. What did you think of Cleveland dealing six players today?
Well, I don't even know why we're talking about Cleveland. We should be talking about the L.A. Lakers, baby. The Lake Show.
Your squad.
Man. At first, looking at it, I was wondering what the hell is Cleveland doing. I personally, in the beginning, didn't think any of these trades were really good at all. Mainly, I was just – I don't know how I feel about the Jordan Clarkson trade. I don't know if they're really going to get a lot of value there. And Rodney Hood, like, my boy, Dookie, like, he was great in college, but how is he now?
He's good. He's
– That's what
wild.
I'm
He's
hearing
a bit inconsistent.
He's very good.
Yeah, he's inconsistent, but he's young. He's explosive. He can shoot. He'll be a good fit next to LeBron. He's kind of like
right. –
you know, he's a guy where – he's kind of like J.R. Smith. One night he's going to – not show up, but then other nights he's going to drop 30 points and look like $1 million.
Right.
I think he's the best player out of all the guys they got.
Wow. I mean, I'm not going to complain, but I think the biggest thing that I see coming from this is that, you know, you talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers, And that locker room was so toxic. It was literally painful to listen to the news reports and the different interviews that they were doing. Like, Isaiah Thomas was basically saying the team sucks. They couldn't win a game. They barely made it out of Minnesota with a win last night. It just was not pretty.
Yeah. Isaiah Thomas is one of my favorite players. Love him to death. But he was a disaster this year. And it's not all his fault. Coming back from an injury, trying to integrate himself into a team that's he can't dominate the ball like he's used to. And then when a guy like him isn't dominating the ball and he's not making shots off the ball, he's useless, because even last year he was second team All-NBA. He was still one of the worst defenders in the league. So when he can't give you that offensive spark, he is just such a negative on the court. And like you said, his presence in the locker room was not helping. Toxic.
Toxic's the best way to put it, because that's, I mean, from okay, so as you said, I'm a casual basketball fan. I do not, cannot say that I watch basketball often, if at all. And from what I was hearing, so I listened to a lot of podcasts today, because obviously basketball trade deadline, I want to sound educated.
Yeah.
Is being like the worst rated defensive player in the league currently. The other thing that stuck out to me is that, you know, apparently LeBron was just, every time he was on the court with the ball, LeBron supposedly looked pissed off, wasn't really giving it his all. It's just not good. He's the king of Cleveland. You can't have him against you. He's got to be on your team.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to go. And like you said, when they're on the court together, their play styles just didn't mesh. Isaiah didn't. He wasn't shooting well, so, you know, Kyrie was ball dominant before LeBron got there, but he transitioned into playing off the ball well, and then when he got the ball, he could do his thing, but he became a great catch-and-shoot player. Isaiah was shooting terribly this year, and you mentioned the defensive efficiency. He was a horrible defender last year. The difference between his offensive and defensive efficiency last year, mm-hmm. I think, was like the biggest in NBA history. Mostly because his offensive efficiency was so high, because he had a historic season, and when he's not giving you that, he's useless. And for the Lakers, I think they don't have their pick this year. Why not? They not only did they clear cap here, but they brought in a guy who was a second team All Pro last year, who could theoretically fit with Lonzo in a backcourt. I do like it for the Lakers. And I like it for the Cavs. I don't think much of Jordan Clarkson, but I think Larry Nance, who they got, will actually really help them.
I have always been a big Larry Nance fan. I'm pretty sure since we've been doing this show in college, I have always said that I thought he was a good player and that he was one of the most underrated players. Maybe I'd never said that he was the most underrated player on the Lake show, but...
You do like Larry Nance.
I have always liked him from my 2K days, RIP. But it's interesting. I mean, again, you got to get LeBron back into it. If LeBron is not happy with what's going on, that's when you're going to start having problems. And that's what it sounds like. I mean, he is the true focal point of that team. What everyone else does is, you know, it's second nature to him. It doesn't matter what they do. No one cares. I think the biggest shock was the Dwayne Wade trade. The Dwayne Wade portion of that, I really caught me off guard.
That came out of nowhere, because like they made the Isaiah Thomas trade, and then they made the trade with Utah and Sacramento to get Rodney Hood and George Hill, and you're like, all right, they bring in these four guys, like they're looking good, like this is a good roster. They got rid of Crowder and Thomas, who were the most toxic guys. They shed Shumpert, which was a big deal. So the odds of them shedding...
I heard Shumpert had a terrible contract. I don't know the details of it.
Yeah.
I heard it was absolutely atrocious.
He had a heavy contract. I think he's only got 1 year left, maybe two, but he's also hurt this year and he wasn't even playing, so getting rid of him was a big deal, even though they brought back George Hill, whose contract is just as bad. But...
Yeah, but you know, George Hill is... A lot of people like George Hill. Like, they think that he can ball.
Hill was... He's bad this year, but he can definitely ball. He was really good in Utah last year. And he was in a situation that was not a good fit for him. I think he just chased the money. I think he'll be a good fit next LeBron. I think he's – maybe he's not what he was last year, but he's going to be better than what he's been this year.
Here's the thing. You know, I said that the biggest shocker to me was the Dwayne Wade thing. Here's the best thing that they got in that trade. And it's – I don't necessarily say that it's that they got great players, because they did get some good players. Rodney Hood's pretty good. But I think it's the athleticism that they've added. Yeah, you know, no if doubt. You're trying to beat – if you're trying to go up against the Golden State Warriors, you need quickness, because, one, they're going to be shooting threes all day. You need to be able to, you know, be all over the place. And having a bunch of young guys like they have, they're going to be money. I honestly, right now, I would take the Cavs over the Warriors in the series.
Okay. No, you wouldn't.
Hands down.
Slow down.
Yes, I would. Hands down.
How?
I just think the athleticism is there, and I don't think that – I just don't see the Warriors – I don't know. It's just LeBron. LeBron, I really don't have a good answer for that. How about
that? Yeah, that is such a hot take.
I honestly – coming into this our talk show right – you know, at the beginning of the day, these trades happen, and I literally was wondering, are they going to make the playoffs? And now I'm saying they're going to win the finals against the Golden State Warriors. Golden State or Houston, it's a toss-up. I don't know if he's going to make it there. And, you know, honestly, you could throw the Spurs in there too. Pop has that team dealing right now.
Yeah, but not
dealing.
It depends on if Leonard's there. If Leonard's not there in the playoffs, they're going to get destroyed by Houston.
Dude, I don't know.
They're good, but yeah, so the Wade thing was insane, because Woj was just dropping nukes for like 20 minutes, and then he ends it with that. He just says, Dwayne Wade to Miami. That was out of control.
I love Woj. How he is so looped into everything is beyond me. It's crazy. He just gets it, and I, you know, that's like one of the best things that they have ever done, was to get Woj from ESPN, from Yahoo. Thank the Lord, because Yahoo Sports is literally the worst. Michael Passian or Passan, whatever, who writes for their baseball, I mean, dude is just trash. So bad.
Yo, shout out their fantasy servers, though.
Sure, I do not play their fantasy.
They're the best fantasy.
But their writers, atrocious, terrible.
Yeah,
definitely Michael Passian, terrible.
But this was a big day for Woj, because in the summer, his apprentice Shams from Yahoo kind of played him 50-50 in free agency. He broke a lot of the big stories. And then today, Woj is just going nuts. And Shams will chime in with, like, Bruno Caboclo traded to Sacramento for Malachi Richardson, and just gets roasted on Twitter because everyone's like, bro.
I don't know who either of those people are.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I thought maybe your typical basketball fan would know, but I definitely would not be the person to ask about those players.
They're not. Neither of them are good. But, yeah, so Wade's coming home, and I guess he...
Is this his last season? Is he done after this season?
It's weird, because he's got at least two more years left in him. I don't know if he wants to play two more years.
What's his contract like?
Oh, he's on a minimum contract.
So are they going to finally pay him his money? What's the deal?
Yeah, so Miami is capped out.
So they're not going to pay him his money?
No,
you're telling me.
I think they are, because now that they have him on the team, I think that they'll be able to go over. I'm not sure about this, but they'll at least be able to go over a little bit. And since they're not going to be able to land any big free agents, and they already – Pat Riley basically decided – when he spent money this summer, that they're going to be locked into this core for like 3 years. You know, they don't have that high of a ceiling, but they don't have that many draft picks anyways, so they're going to be in the mix. So I bet they pay Wade as much money as they can, as much money tax permitting, because they're not going to be a free agent player this year. And they're pretty much already set with the ceiling with the roster. So they traded for Wade to bring him home. If he wants to be there, they'll probably give him like $5-10 million, I think. However much they can pay him.
That's hey, $5-10 million. That'll put some food on the table.
Yeah, I could see him signing 2 more years in Miami if they move on from him, he retires. I think he tried the ring chasing thing this year and didn't have a good time. Didn't like not playing them in minutes.
I don't know if it was ring chasing because, one, he was in Chicago last year. That was definitely not ring chasing.
No, I'm saying this year.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if he was truly ring chasing, I think he would have stuck there.
Yeah.
I think he just wanted to play with LeBron. I think he just wanted to see what it was like to play with his friend at the same point.
He did it for 4 years.
He probably realized. What?
You said he wanted to see what it's like to play with his friend.
Oh,
they won 2 titles together.
Well, I thought this was the first time that they ever played together. Dude, so
no, you didn't.
I thought the Banana Boat crew had never played together before.
I totally forgot that they played together.
In Miami.
Isn't that crazy? That was only like three years ago.
I blocked out those 4 years from my life because I was so pissed off. Like, I vehemently hated LeBron because of going to fucking Miami. I still do not like the fact that he went to freaking Miami, but...
I didn't really blame him at the time. I definitely don't blame him now.
Whew. What do I think?
But, yeah. So, yeah, they traded
Wade.
I
don't know, man. I do still blame him. But he had to do it. You know,
he had
business,
to do it.
Business is business. I wish he would have gone to New York. How cool would it have been if the Knicks could have won a freaking title?
Yeah, people were saying maybe LeBron will go to New York this summer, but I don't see it. Not with Porzingis going down like this.
Porzingis going down, not just that, but like, what, he's going to play with Emmanuel Mudiay as his freaking point guard?
I think LeBron, if he leaves, he is not going to go to another dysfunctional organization. Like, he doesn't like his owner. So he's definitely not going to go play for James Dolan.
Okay, but that is because freaking whatever Dan Gilbert is a chotch.
Oh,
he's
totally
a grade A chotch. He belongs in the zoo with the other weasels and snakes because that's where weasels and snakes belong.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. If he leaves, he's going to go somewhere where he has an actual chance of winning. Because if not, you know, if he leaves to go to like the Knicks, the Clippers, it's like not going to help his legacy. And people say they don't care about their legacy. He cares about his legacy probably more than any player in the NBA.
Does he? I think all he cares about now is smoking stogies and drinking wine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how much he's smoking stogies, but I know he's down in wine.
Oh, he's like a freaking fish, dude. He said it.
I know. It's interesting. A wine company should pick him up. That's a great endorser right there.
Yeah.
Like, if I was Trader Joe's, I heard Trader Joe's has very good wine.
Well, no, he's starting his own winery when he retires, 100%.
Can you really do that, though? Who's going to buy LeBron James wine?
Dude, it'll be some high-end shit, I'm sure.
No, he's gonna have to buy into a winery.
Is he going to own a basketball team one day?
Is he going to own a team?
I think he will own the Cavs at some point, at least as a minority owner.
I feel like I've never heard him say anything about wanting to own a team.
He's mentioned he would like to.
Like, Jeter, you know, he wanted to own a baseball team. You knew Jordan was dying to own a team. What other players have owned teams?
LeBron has said he would like to. That's it. Players owning teams is not – I think Magic had a piece of the Dodgers for a little bit.
Oh, he does have a piece. I think he still does. He didn't have to sell that. There's no way.
No.
Two different leagues.
I think Shaq might have had a little, like, minuscule piece of the Kings.
No way. What?
He had some involvement with the Kings. I don't.
Shaquille O'Neal. Are you sure you're not thinking Vlade Divac? They're both centers that played for the Lakers.
Yeah. Shaq.
That's ridiculous.
He bought less than 5% of the Kings in 2013.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew I was in line.
You looked it up?
Yeah. Forbes reported it in 2013. Shout out Forbes.
Yeah, thank the Lord. If you used CNN as your source, I'd question the reliability of that. Fake news. I don't know if you knew.
I didn't know that. I don't think they would report
Why
this.
Did he sell his portion? He realized it's a dying franchise?
He might still have it. It's just,
who's that owner? Who cares? That owner's the worst. That dude needs to. That they should ban that guy from ever owning anything ever again. He shouldn't even be allowed to own a business.
He's terrible. But in his defense, at least he cares.
If he has a dog, take it away. How does he care? He wanted to play four men on defense and one person playing offense the entire time.
Look, he's just clueless.
Research. Just clueless. It doesn't work. Like, what's he thinking?
He thought, he's dumb. He thought Nick Stauskas was going to be the next Klay Thompson. And that Buddy Hield is going to be the next Steph Curry.
I'm pretty sure. Well, Buddy Hield could be the next Steph Curry. That dude can shoot. Dude's a grade A baller.
Hey, how do you feel about Derrick Rose getting traded? We didn't mention Rose. Getting traded and getting bought out.
Still.
He was on Cleveland. Got traded to Utah. He's going to get bought out. Might go back to Minnesota for a reunion with Tibbs.
Really? I doubt that. That would be ridiculous.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know where else he would go.
Home? He made so much money off Adidas and the Bulls. I can't imagine him wanting... I mean, dude, he, at some point you have to sit there and be like, my body is getting destroyed. You know, like... I mean, shit, it's almost like a Gronk... It's almost like a Gronk Patriots example where he's still in the prime of his career and now people are saying that Gronk may retire.
Yeah. Well, Rose knows his days are numbered, but... I think he really wants another contract.
And is it because he's greedy or is he just trying to play?
I wouldn't say greedy. I think he just wants to play, but also feels like he's entitled to another big payday because, you know, the guy won an MVP. He shouldn't get another big payday, but you definitely can't say him mentally. And it's going to be the same thing with Isaiah Thomas. Like, they think they deserve a big payday for what they've done in the league.
You know, it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, he was so good. It has got to be so hard to be Derrick Rose mentally to go out there and not be able to do what you used to be able to.
He played pretty good when he was there this year, and I was a little surprised that they traded him, but I guess he did take a sabbatical. He was definitely a little bit of the part of the locker room problem, but I thought he could help Utah, and I was surprised that they got rid of him.
He always is a locker room problem. He's one of those guys. I don't know if it's selfishness or what it is, but
I want him to go to the Bulls. Just,
why?
I want Derrick Rose in the playoffs.
Can turn him around?
I just want him in the playoffs. He can still do some things. Is he like?
Are the Wolves gonna make the playoffs?
Yeah, they're good. They're real good.
Who? What's the? Is it Thibodeau or is it because they got Cat?
It's.
Or is it neither? It's Jimmy Butler who's leading the charge. Because I don't. I thought the Wolves were struggling this year. To be completely honest,
it's Jimmy Butler, then Cat. And then I guess Tibbs hasn't been great. Their defense isn't that good, which that's Tibbs' strength.
I think last night pointed that out for me. Would they give up 140 points to the Cavs?
Yeah. Jimmy Butler has been a fucking monster. And
really?
Kat,
I love hearing that because Jimmy Butler is a
monster.
Is a G.
Yeah. Marquette. He's been a top 10 player this year. I'll go out on a limb and say that. Kat wasn't playing great. And then he got whooped by Embiid, and Embiid called out his defense on Instagram. And then, like, if you look up the stats, since Embiid called him out, he's been a beast. So those two have been monsters. And they're probably, right now, they're set to play the Thunder in the first round, and that would be a kick-ass series.
Dude, I would take Thunder. Thunder in four.
I would take Thunder in, like, six. And then
four. I don't think they can beat Paul George. Paul, you know Paul George. Dude, they're just dicking around. They're just chilling.
The Thunder?
He's chilling. Yeah,
they got problems. Roberson going down hurt them.
No, that helps them.
No, it hurt
That's a
them.
Great, no, that is probably the best thing that could have happened to that team. He has no business playing in this league.
No, dude, he's one of the best perimeter defenders in the league.
I know you think that, but They don't need defense. They need someone who can freaking sharpshoot, not sit down and take up space.
They have Westbrook, Paul George, and Melo. They don't need the fourth guy to be an offensive player. They need him to be a defensive player because Westbrook is a trash defender.
No, Westbrook's good.
Not good at defense.
Very good at defense.
Very mediocre. Paul George is good.
I don't know what you've been watching, but he's definitely not mediocre. Dude. Very good.
You just said you are a casual basketball fan.
But I know what Russ Westbrook's good. He won MVP last year, did he not?
Yeah. And exactly. We had that debate.
What do you mean we had that debate? He won. I won.
I was not on board with that MVP.
I mean, you don't have to be on board. I mean, it happened.
It happened. All right, whatever. What do you think of Blake Griffin getting traded? Because that, even if this Cleveland stuff didn't happen, you couldn't say it wasn't a crazy deadline because Blake fucking Griffin got traded to the Pistons.
That's a very good point. My thing with that trade that I was just kind of like head scratcher was, what is their goal? Did they not see how the whole two big men that are really good, turned out in New Orleans because it wasn't going well?
Well,
how Alvin Gentry has not been.
Leave my Pelicans alone.
They're trash.
They were on fire before Boogie got hurt.
What? They were not. What were they going to do? They were not going to beat the Warriors. They had no chance to beat the Warriors.
No, they weren't going to beat the Warriors, but they could have won a playoff series.
Yeah, maybe if they were playing the freaking Jazz or the T-Wolves. Not playing a good team.
All right. Let me give you my take on this trade. So, the Clippers, I actually like this trade for both teams because the Clippers looked at their team and they said, we're going to be paying Blake Griffin $40 million in 4 years. And the way this team is built, unless a god comes in like LeBron to save the day, their ceiling is probably a first-round exit. So they trade Blake. They got some cap relief. They got Tobias Harris, who, if they want to make the playoffs this year, could actually help them. And they didn't want to be that team that its ceiling is winning one playoff series and then they're out and they'll never win a championship. And kudos to Steve Ballmer for doing that because that's better than what the Clippers have been the past 30 years. On the flip side, that's exactly what the Pistons want to do. And so bringing in Blake Griffin to sell some seats in their empty arena and win a couple playoff series in the East. Yeah, it's... Are they going to win a title? No, but they're in a weak conference.
Here's a good question for you. Jeff Van Gundy, does he get fired or do they hire a new GM first?
Stan Van Gundy.
Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me what they're going to do.
I think this trade might save his job for the time
being. For 1 year.
I think he should get fired as a GM 100%. I don't think he's done a great job as a coach, but...
Has he really made any bad GM moves?
Dude, look at their team.
But, like, what did he have to build the team with?
He had Drummond, and the team he put around him was Reggie Jackson. I'll give him credit on Tobias Harris. He was good, but... Wait, let me look up the roster.
I don't know. I personally think... There's one more person who I wanted to talk about in the trade deadline. I totally forgot who... Oh, ready for this one? Jameer Nelson. When did he come back into the league? Literally, I heard he was... I was like, what? The last time I remember seeing Jameer Nelson was getting their ass whooped by... who was it? The Lakers? Who beat the Magic in that playoff series? I don't even remember. Dwight Howard. All I remember from that series is Dwight Howard was on the Magic. Everyone said he wasn't clutch because they lost. and Courtney Lee had that one ball that rimmed out.
Jameer Nelson played for the Mavericks somewhat recently.
Wow. I wish I didn't know that. That just makes me think of our team even less. Is there anything positive to say about the Mavericks right now? I mean, where is that team going?
I watched Maverick Clippers the other night. They are so...
Worst game ever.
So good at losing, dude. The Mavericks are so good at losing. They had that game in the bag. And they just made some of the dumbest plays in the final minute of the game I've ever seen. They had two possessions where they got a rebound and tried to run a fast break with the lead with under a minute left. Maxi Kleber got a rebound with 30 seconds left, ran up the court, tried to do a fast break layup, missed, and then the Clippers got the rebound and won the game.
Who are the Mavs going to get with? You know the Mavs are tanking.
They're killing
tanking.
That may
be what they're doing. I mean, here's the thing. I pray to Christ they don't fire Rick Carlisle. That guy is the GOAT. Always
no,
will
not gonna
be
fire
the GOAT.
Rick Carlisle. Same with the Hawks. They're tanking too. But both teams are smart enough not to get rid of their coaches.
Budenholzer is so good. He literally took that team to the playoffs with a joke of a roster. Anyone who tries to say that Budenholzer is a bad coach can go pound sand, okay?
No, like, okay. They weren't a joke of a roster. He took a 45-win team and got them to 60 wins. That's what he did. They were a playoff team,
dude,
not a 60-win
team.
A team
that was starting Kyle Korver to the freaking playoffs.
Here's what you really got to say. He got Kyle Korver to the All-Star game.
Yeah, Budenholzer is a genius. What they're doing there, great. I love everything that Atlanta's doing. I think they're making all the right moves. I mean, they got rid of Dwight Howard. Great choice right there. I mean, can you knock them on anything? They don't have anything, do they?
No, I agree. They're doing a great job. But they actually have – it's weird because for a tanking team – there's not that many guys in the rotation that I see and I'm like, he should not be in the NBA. Like, they're mostly guys that I could see being role players on good teams, but most of them are playing like 35 minutes a game, which they should never be. But they got some players that, like, if they got any got traded to the Sixers, I wouldn't be upset about.
Dude, the Sixers, are they even that good? I know Ben Simmons is good, but, like, it seems like they have some serious issues.
They're just young. They're in the playoffs right now, but Pistons are knocking on the door.
But they are also in the East. Yeah, Pistons are getting in. Dude, how are the Pacers doing? Weren't they killing it this year? Wasn't Sabonis and what's his name?
Yeah, Oladipo made the All-Star game. They're 30-25.
Have they had the All-Star game yet? Has that happened?
Next weekend. Pacers are not bad. Lance is killing. Sabonis is nice. Oladipo might be all NBA, which is crazy to say after last year.
Wow. Well, yeah, he stinks. I think it's literally just that he's getting the touches.
He's good.
You don't have to like it.
I wouldn't say he was good last year. He's a completely different player, but he's total trash. He's gonna be the best. He's the best player on a playoff team, in like an actual like good player. It's not like a team thing. Like he's leading them.
We shall see. We shall see. Shall we talk a little Super Bowl here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty big thing. I mean, like, you know, if there wasn't a trade deadline today, this would probably be all Super Bowl talk.
Yeah. My man Nick Foles, Rams legend, is a Super Bowl MVP and had one of the best performances in the history of the fucking Super Bowl. Like, what planet are we living on?
It's all Doug Peterson. Plain and simple. Doug Peterson did that.
But you got to give some credit to Nick Foles, dude. Like,
No, I'm not giving anything to him. He's a cuck.
Nick, before the game, I don't remember who I was with, I was like, there's a 20% chance that Nick Foles loses you this game, but there's a 20% chance that he single-handedly wins you this game. And then there's a 60% chance that he's just kind of there and the rest of the team happens. And it was the 20% chance that he'd win you the game, which is crazy. He is so good at throwing into coverage. He did it on the Rams too. I don't get it. He hits contested receivers more than he hits open receivers.
I mean, dude, I don't know what to tell you, dude. He's just not good. That's just my mi opinion. I think he got lucky. I mean, dude, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but, like, Trent Dilfer didn't win a Super Bowl like Nick Foles did. Nick right, Foles won a Super Bowl in the game where the Patriots didn't punt and had one turnover. And they were able to put up enough points to win.
So you don't I think you bring up anywhere. A good point there. The put up enough points to win. I think that's the big story.
Yeah, but the Patriots didn't punt, and they didn't throw any interceptions, and they lost. That's insane.
Yeah, it's
like that's a crazy stat.
It's a good point. It's tough, you know. Very glad to see that Tom Brady lost. I can't say that I like Tom Brady whatsoever. He can honestly piss off.
Agreed.
Big questions though, man. Dan Patricia gone. That's tough. He kept that defense together. Halftime adjustments was the name of the game this season. I think they're gonna have some serious issues next year. I really don't like the lack of chemistry, the whole drama that's going on right now.
Malcolm Butler.
No, that's not even an issue to me. I think the whole season with the Jimmy Garoppolo trade, the issues between the front office, Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, and Tom Brady, you never want any of that. Once that stuff starts coming out, that's when you get problems. So
yeah. Their days might be numbered.
I think this was their last chance to win. They lost. Next year, I'm going all in on the Jags. I think the Jags need to go all in on signing Kirk Cousins. They should offer up like a fourth-round pick to try and get rid of Blake Bortles and get someone to take him off the books. But
I think they're going to keep him. I don't like
it. I do too, but I think they're going to go get Cousins.
I think you got to try, right? I mean, it's like that year the 49ers tried to sign Peyton Manning and failed, and Alex Smith was like, all right, whatever. I guess Kirk Cousins is a little more insulting than Peyton Manning. No disrespect to Kirk Cousins.
Here's the one thing, though, that I will say is that Kirk Cousins, I was listening today, stat-wise, like top five quarter, maybe like number six quarterback in the league. Like, this dude just doesn't get any respect. And honestly, he was playing on the freaking Redskins. The team sucks.
Yeah.
They're trash.
I'm not going to say he's top five, but he's easily in the top half of quarterbacks and is like borderline top 10.
Do the Chiefs make it to the second round next year of the playoffs? They have to, right?
I'm never betting on the Chiefs to get to the second round.
They got Kendall Fuller, so they only got better on defense. They didn't have to give up a first round pick. And they have Mahomes, who I personally think is better than Alex Smith.
Well, you can't predict how Mahomes is going to be because we've seen nothing yet.
We saw a preseason game, bruh.
Yeah. Look what happened the last time the last time Alex Smith got benched for an up-and-coming quarterback who hadn't really proven anything.
Yeah, you're right. They went to the Super Bowl.
They did. Yeah.
So
I'm not betting on the Chiefs.
I'm on the Mahomes bandwagon. I'm a believer.
They could go 15-1, and I can't bet on them to go to the second round.
Talking about hot takes.
They went 13-3 one year and lost in the second round because they got a bye. They lost their first playoff game. When's the last time they won?
Is that the year they? No, that was a different year, right?
It was
the year that they lost to Indy. They got screwed. That was all injuries. That was total bullshit. The league should have taken that away. Unbelievable.
The year
they
lost to Indy 2013.
That was bullshit. Yeah. Total horseshit. Total crap.
The Chiefs, since 1993, have won one playoff game. And it was against the Texans. Who was their quarterback that game? Was that the TJ Yates game? Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer threw four picks.
Well, Shit happens. I'm picking them to make it. They're my Super Bowl pick, besides the Jags.
Wow.
Jags are my number one choice. They're number two.
They've lost to the Colts four times in the playoffs during that period of time. So I don't know which. Are you talking about the most recent game with Andrew Luck?
Remember the one where they were up like huge and then just got totally screwed in the second half?
Yeah, I think that was the Andrew Luck game.
So, yeah.
I clicked on the box score from the year they were 13-3. Some of these players, dude, Brandon Stokley, Dante Hall, Edgerrin James, Priest Holmes, Reggie Wayne, Trent Green. Those are some names.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. But who you got going number one overall? Who do the Browns pick?
I will not lie to you. I have not done my research on the draft. That being said, I don't know if they take a I don't think they take a quarterback number one overall. I think they might go after Kirk Cousins and then take
hot take.
And then take Barkley at four. I think they might. I think they're going to do that because they have 1-4, right?
I don't think they need a running back.
Yeah, but they could use one.
No, Duke. I was looking at the numbers that Duke Johnson's good.
Duke's all right, but he's a pass catching back. He's not. He's never going to be that every down guy. I don't think.
Well,
nothing wrong with that. We'll see. He's going to have a place in the league for a while, but you know, if they're able to go out and get Kirk Cousins, which they probably won't be able to because they're the Browns, and then you take a defensive player, a lineman number one, and then you can get a guy like Barkley at four, and you're coming out on offense with Cousins, Barkley, Duke Johnson, Josh Gordon, Corey Coleman, Njoku. I mean, that ain't bad.
Corey Coleman's dead to me.
Poor Corey Coleman, dude.
What an idiot. What an idiot. We'll see. I think Josh Allen's the steal of the draft.
Do you think Cleveland will take a quarterback?
Yes. I think they'll go with
number one.
Darnold.
Number one?
I think they try and trade down.
I could see that.
I would.
Is there another team with two first-round picks?
I don't think so, but I could see a team in the top 10 potentially trying to get up. I could see the Jets trying to move up.
Yeah.
Who are the Broncos are probably going to go after Kirk Cousins, too.
Bills have 21 and 22, but I don't think swapping one for 21 and 22 is a good decision. Maybe swapping four.
I don't even think swapping four for those two is good either.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Maybe Kirk Cousins will go to the Bills. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know where.
You can never tell.
What do you think of – we didn't even talk about this. What do you think about the trade for Alex Smith by Washington?
Why couldn't they just be Kirk Cousins?
I think, yeah.
Was it too toxic? Was it too toxic that Kirk didn't want to play there?
And then they gave him a four-year extension. I thought that was a horrible move. Like, where does that get you?
Alex Smith, yeah. I don't understand what they're thinking.
What did they win, like, six games with Cousins this year? I mean, no disrespect to Alex Smith, but he does not make them a better team than they were with Cousins.
And they got rid of Kendall. And they got rid of Kendall Fuller, who's a great defensive back.
Yeah, it was. I don't get
we'll
it.
See.
Why wouldn't we'll they see. Just draft a quarterback?
It'll be interesting. We'll have to see.
I don't even think it'll be that interesting. What's interesting about Alex Smith?
He can throw some interesting picks. it'll be a fun game. The other team will be having a field day. That's for certain.
You bring in Alex Smith if you were like the Chiefs 4 years ago, not if you have this guy who's a good quarterback, probably better than Alex Smith, and then you trade for Alex Smith and give him an extension.
As I said, we'll see. They're in a tough division. I mean, they're only going to have two wins next year, guarantees. I mean. And that's over the New York Giants because that whole organization is just a total cluster. Who'd they even hire as their head coach? Did they seriously get Pat Shurmur? I think they did. Pat Shurmur, dude, total bomb.
I think
I would not want him on my team.
I
I
think
would
they
not
did
want
get
him
Pat
near my
Shermer.
locker room.
Let's see. Yeah, it was Pat Shermer from the Vikings, right?
I think so.
Oh my God, speaking of coaches, what about Gruden?
Oh, dude, hold on. Not just Gruden, Josh McDaniels.
Yeah,
We
I
got
was
to
gonna
talk
bring that
about
up
both of
next.
these. Oh, we can
That
do Gruden
is
first.
such.
Terrible. Horrible deal. Like, why wouldn't they just give that offer to Belichick? I don't understand, you know?
Well, I couldn't believe that he turned down the job. I didn't realize he had already hired his staff. Like, that's such a
Wait, you're talking
disrespectful
about
move.
McDaniels. I was talking about Gruden.
Oh. Well, then why did you
But
mention
yeah,
McDaniels?
we can start with we can start with him. I
Yeah, we'll
think
pick. He
I mean
already
I
hired his
think
staff, and then he turned down that job.
I
Like,
don't know what.
coaches around the league have to, like, that's got to be so frowned upon. Like, these guys
Yeah,
quit their
he's
jobs to go follow him, and then he's like, eh, I'm just not going to go. I'm going to stay in New England.
Who's the GM for the Colts? It's Chris Ballard or something,
Yeah,
right?
Chris Ballard.
I mean, from what I've been reading or hearing is that everyone told him don't hire Josh McDaniels. One, he's always been kind of a flake. Two, I mean, he just was so bad in Denver.
Yeah, I think McDaniels is trash, and probably a good thing they got away from him, but like, it still blows my mind that he did that.
He's a piece of shit. He
Yeah.
coaches on the Patriots, dude. They're all the only guy who I really liked on the Patriots was what's his name? Patricia. That guy
Yeah.
I'm bummed is leaving. Cleveland, I think Detroit got a good guy there.
Yeah, I agree with you. McDaniels did a terrible job in Denver. He did a terrible job in St. Louis. He would have done a terrible job in Indianapolis, but he's just staying in New England. Wild. But yeah, not much to
It's
say
what
about
he's
McDaniels.
comfortable with, he it's a
But he
system
took
that
the
he knows he can
job
thrive in.
already, and he hired his staff. He hired it. That blew my mind when I heard that. He hired his staff. Those guys are all out of jobs now.
Well, apparently they're going to be kept.
Yeah, but what coach is. Unless you're getting a guy who wouldn't be a
Jim.
head coach, Jeff Fisher.
Jim. No. Jim Tomsula. Is that even his name? What's his first name?
It's Tomasula. Dude, I don't know. I'm
No,
not looking that up.
it's definitely Tom Sula, but what's his first
I
name?
think
I
it's
don't know
Jim
his first name.
Tomasula.
But they because
Yeah,
some
you're
people
right.
were talking and they're like, who's the right coach to take the Colts out of this situation? And everyone was saying Caldwell, Chuck Pagano for one more year. I've heard Jeff Fisher as well. But man, Tom Sula's your guy. You need a 1 year rental coach. He's perfect. He'll say some funny shit. Like, I would totally be down to see Chuck Pagano too, because he says some stupid shit. But man, Tom Sula, you need a rental. You need someone who's going to go out there and actually think that he's got a chance at holding the job. That's your guy.
Dude, I don't think Jeff Fisher's a terrible renter. And I can't believe I'm saying that. But
I don't think he has a chance in hell.
no. Jeff Fisher's the guy that'll turn. He's like Alex Smith. He'll turn a bad team into a mediocre one. And then that's all you're going to be forever.
I like the Jim Caldwell idea. I
Bring
like that.
Caldwell
He should
back?
not have been fired from Detroit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think he stayed a little too long in Detroit. Like, he should have been fired, then wasn't, and then turned it around, and then got fired. So, I mean,
He
it is what it is.
restored my confidence in him as a coach. Like, I
He.
didn't think he was very good because
Yeah.
he did so bad without Peyton Manning in Indianapolis, but so it was I don't know. I mean, I think what he showed is truly how bad the Colts organization was being run.
Yeah, he is what he is. I don't think I'd hire him, but he proved that he could coach in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think he should get another job. Is he a court? No, he was just coaching for the Lions. I could see him actually going to Baltimore at some point. Maybe not as head coach? Head coach, but as a as a coordinator.
Why Baltimore?
I think he coached there before.
Yeah, he might have.
Pretty sure.
I don't know.
But I mean, dude, they want to get rid of John Harbaugh. They don't like Harbaugh.
Yeah, you can't get rid of Harbaugh though. He's like clearly a good coach.
They shouldn't. But they're going to. I'm calling it right now. Harbaugh's gone after next season.
Wow, bold. I like it.
I don't think it's bold. Their owner came out and said he almost fired him this year.
That's crazy.
I don't know why he would ever. I don't know why he would ever say that. Like, why would you publicly acknowledge it?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know anyone who was wondering if John Harbaugh was going to get fired. I think he just, like, was like, yo, I almost fired him.
Like, why would you say that?
Why would Jim Irsay carry a bunch of pills and a box full of money in the back of his car? People do stupid shit.
Do you think Nick Foles is going to be starting quarterback next year?
No. I think he'll definitely get traded, too.
Yeah.
How you have to trade him, actually. It's not even a question of will he, it's you have to.
No, you don't have to.
Yes, you do.
I think you gotta see what the market is.
No, because here's the problem. What if Carson Wentz starts struggling? You have a quarterback controversy on your hands.
Yeah, but also, if you have Nick Foles, then if Carson Wentz isn't ready to go week one, you got your guy. I don't think he's going to get traded in the offseason.
Trade deadline it then. It doesn't matter. He's going to get traded sometime during the season. He's gone.
I think he's going to be like a preseason. He's going to get traded before the season starts. Like, if somebody gets hurt or if a team just doesn't like their quarterbacks, I think they trade for Foles. But
I think the longer he stays on that team, the more his value as a quarterback goes down.
Definitely. But the guy's a Super Bowl MVP. He's going to be in the league for like 10 more years. He's never going to get that payday.
He almost quit.
Yeah, but then he won a Super Bowl MVP. He will at the very least be a backup in the league as long as he wants to be.
I don't know bring if him he in wants for the experience. To be in the league that much longer.
You don't think? Do you think he doesn't want to, or do you think he will?
I don't think he wants to.
If he doesn't want to, he won't be, but he could. And I don't think there's any chance of a quarterback controversy in Philadelphia. There's no way, like, if Wentz is struggling, they're not going to bench him. I don't think they'll bring him back until they know he's good to go.
I don't know. I think you got to get rid of Wentz. I get rid of Foles. Shit, I would even trade Wentz. Fuck it.
Dude.
I would trade Wentz. Seriously trade him. I would trade a lot of people on that team. Who else is there? What?
They just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I would definitely change some things up big time.
Calm down, Shannon Sharp. We don't need this nonsense here.
I would... That was a good one. I would... Running back, Ajayi... I'd get rid of one of their running backs for certain. That's guaranteed.
Blunt's a free agent. He'll probably be gone.
I would try and trade Blunt before free agency, like a sign-in trade. Do they do that in the NFL?
No.
Well, they should. I would totally do that to him. Congrats to that guy. Talk about a dude who has had a roller coaster career ever since he punched that dude at Boise State. Like, what an idiot.
Yeah. He's had an interesting career.
I mean, dude, it's got to feel good to beat your old team.
Yeah, I like Blunt. Good for him. Hey, do you want to talk about this Browns versus Kings, who's worse at drafting debate? Okay.
Yeah. Are the Kings that bad at drafting?
This is going to be hilarious because I pulled up their first round picks over the past couple of years. So
for both teams?
Yeah, and we're only going to do first round picks because they both made a couple good second round selections. Isaiah Thomas, Josh Gordon, to name a few. But we're going to look at first round picks because you get more chances in the NFL. And in both sports is important to nail your first round picks. Because the first round pick in the NFL is pretty much the same as an NBA lottery pick, which the Kings have every year. So I'm going to go with the Kings first
round pick. When's the last time the Kings didn't have a lottery pick?
The last time the Kings didn't have a lottery pick was 2006.
Was Mike Bibby still on the team at that point?
Maybe. I don't think so.
Okay. Sorry. Continue.
So we're going to start with the Kings. They took DeMarcus Cousins in 2010. And
great pick.
Yeah. You didn't know he was going to be this good, but you at least knew after his rookie year that this guy was going to be a great player.
What was their pick? What did they take him with? What
they took him at fit. He fell to fit, so you got to give him the credit. They made a great pick there. Here are their next.
Who else was picked in that draft, though?
I mean, John Wall was the first pick, and he's definitely the second best player. I will let you know, because it was a pretty good draft. John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Gordon Hayward, Paul George are the only All-Stars.
Wow, that's a pretty bad draft.
Nah.
Because, you know, if it was like the LeBron draft and you picked DeMarcus Cousins, then you're kind of like, well, that was shitty.
No. That's the best draft of all time.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying if he was in that one, then you're like, well, DeMarcus Cousins was a shitty pick.
Okay. And not really, unless I picked number one and took him over LeBron, Melo, Wade, Bosh.
They probably would have.
No.
Vlade Divac. He's like, I believe in center.
Vlade would have taken Darko, and we know it. Anyways, these are the players they've taken in the first round since 2010.
Okay.
So this, they have their guy, and this is who they put around him. 2011, Jimmer Fredette. 2012, Thomas Robinson. 2013, Ben McLemore. 2014, Nick Stauskas. 2015, Willie Cauley-Stein, who plays the same position. 2016, Georgios Papagiannis, who plays the same position and just got waived after a year. And they also took Scal Labissiere. And then this year, they took De'Aaron Fox, Frank Mason, and Harry Giles. So, Jimmer Fredette out of the league, Thomas Robinson out of the league, Ben McLemore barely in the league and not on the Kings. Nick Stauskas, they traded after a year. Willie Cauley-Stein, not a bad player, but plays the same position as Boogie.
Georgios
Papagiannis, cut. But
I don't even know who Papagiannis is.
Exactly.
Never heard of the guy.
Exactly. They just waived him today. They drafted him last year.
Why did they draft him?
I have no... Because they're inept. They're inept. So let's play the same game with the Browns first-round picks. We'll start in 2011 because 2010 they took Joe Haden. Great pick. 2011, okay. Phil Taylor. He only played for the Browns for 4 years. 2012, Trent Richardson, Brandon Whedon. 2013, Barcavius Mingo. Played for the Browns for 3 years. 2014, Justin Gilbert, Johnny Manziel. Both horrendous picks. And Johnny Manziel, that's 2 years after taking Brandon Whedon. 2015, Danny Shelton, Cameron Irving. Cameron Irving not on the team anymore. 2016, Corey Coleman. Jury's still out. 2017, like the Kings, actually not bad. Miles Garrett, Jabril Peppers, David Njoku.
Yeah, I really like this year's picks.
And I kind of like this year's picks for the Kings. So I think we rule those out and just go with 2011 to 2016.
Who do I think did it worse?
It's tough because it's easier to build a playoff team in the NBA when you have lottery picks. And the Kings nailed one of them and just fell flat on their face for 6 straight years. But at the same time, the Browns had 2 first-round picks in multiple drafts and drafted 4 guys who aren't in the NFL anymore.
Literally just
out of the league.
I mean, I one of my things is that it is tough in the NFL. It is no cakewalk, that's for certain. So
it's tough, but you go 5 years, 6 years without drafting a single impact player in the first round, which is the easiest round because there's so many good players.
We're talking about NBA or NFL? Or are you talking about both? Because I think the NBA, I think they're both questionable, man. A lot of people get picked in both first rounds.
The NFL,
don't ever
I
end
think,
up making it.
The NFL, I think, is easier to pick in the first round. The NBA, it's easier if you're in the top five, which the Kings weren't in that often, but they also drafted, like, straight-up scrubs. Like, Thomas Robinson played for four teams in his first 3 years. Jimmer Fredette did not work out. Ben McLemore did not work out.
The Jimmer Fredette pick, I think, in today's game, he's perfect.
But not as high as they took him. He could have developed into a decent shooter off the bench.
I think within the last couple of years, the game has changed a lot with this new Warriors concept. And I think that Jimmer would have fit in perfectly with the team looking for a shooter.
He would have fit in better, yeah.
So I think he was kind of part of his downfall is the teams that he played for. He played for an ultra-defensive team with the Bulls, and he played for the Kings.
I don't disagree.
I mean, dude.
But that
Ben
doesn't make
Mac-
it a good pick
Ben,
because
Ben
he would have been better
he
now.
He was supposed to be a lights-out shooter, right?
Yeah.
That was like his deal. He played on the Kings. What happened? Terrible.
Yeah, and I don't disagree, but you look at, like, Papa Giannis was a bad pick. Stauskas, the year after they took Ben McLemore, that was their thing. They kept taking players to say the same position 2 years in a row. But honestly,
what, they were going for what shooting guard? They were going after the shooting guards and the big men, right?
Yeah. But
I mean, I think if I had to guess, their strategy must have been that you know one big man can carry a team.
Yeah, but they kept drafting big men after they had the big man that carried the team. Like, you're right. That guy was already there. But I think I might have to go with Cleveland worse because Brandon Weeden in 2012, and then 2 years later, they took Johnny Manziel.
How was Jabril Peppers this year?
I don't know enough to make a statement on him, but I think he was decent. And I know Njoku didn't play as much.
I thought
much.
He was good.
He was good, but he didn't get as much reps as you would want a rookie on the Browns to get. And Myles Garrett was good. He'll be good.
He's a beast.
Peppers, I think, is going to have to adjust. He had 57 tackles. Not bad.
Yeah, especially for a team that couldn't stop anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's too early to even make a decision on the Peppers pick because he's going to take time to find his role, I think, because he played so many different hats at Michigan. But I think I'm going to say Browns did a worse job.
The Browns did a worse job?
Some of these picks are terrible. Like, but it's kind of funny because, like, Johnny Manziel and Jimmer Fredette picks are in the same vein and both worked out so terribly.
Yeah, the way that I kind of look at it is I think, you know, at least the Browns, I felt like the players that they were drafting, people at least thought they'd be good. Johnny Manziel being the one exception, I think Jimmer Fredette, no one really thought. I feel like it would look a lot worse based on players taken after their players for the Browns. So I'm going to actually go with the Kings did a better job. Is that what you're saying?
You think the Kings did a better job? That's what I'm saying,
yeah.
Too. And that's so sad.
I agree.
That's so depressing.
And that's strictly due to the fact that literally in the NFL you can have players. I mean, there's just a bigger player list, I think. Like – I think if you put that in there, if you you have more players, then I think the Browns, if it was the same playing field, I think if they were in the same league, I have a feeling that the Browns would draft better than the Kings. I'm basing my decision off players after who the Kings players were drafted. Yeah. I have a feeling that there was someone after Jimmy Fredette who outperformed him significantly. And I think there were multiple players with the Browns, but when you look at the player pool, there's just so many guys in the NFL. It's tough.
And in the NBA, once you're out of the first couple of picks, like four or five, and usually even less of guys that like you expect to be franchise changing guys, there's still always going to be guys that make all-star teams and guys that become productive role players, but not as many as in the entire like first round of the NFL draft. Like, if you don't draft a guy in the first round that isn't a starter for a couple years, it's a huge bust, because that is such a deep pool of players and like guys where like, even if you're not drafting a Hall of Famer, like you want somebody that you can play. And for like 4 or 5 years, they didn't draft a single guy that could even like hold the starting spot on the team. They're all off the team in 2 to 4 years. Like that's so bad.
Is what's his name going to get fired? Hugh Jackson? Is he gone?
No, they kept him.
No, I know. He lasted one more season. Is he going to get fired after next? How many games does he have to win to not get fired?
That's a good question. I think 5.
5? Really?
Maybe four or five.
Okay, maybe 2, I would have said.
I think the minimum is 3. I think if he wins 1 or 2, he's gone. No doubt.
Wow. I think they have high expectations.
5 might be steep. I think if he wins 3 games and they don't look like, and they're in a lot of games, I think he keeps the job. If he wins 3 games and they look like not maybe a better team, but these players they've gotten over the past 2 drafts because they've had a ton of picks, if they start to look like they're real players, and even if they lose a lot but they end up winning like 3 games, I think he keeps the job. I think
does
if they
Jack
win one
Del Rio
game,
ever
get
another head coaching job?
Yeah, 100%. He could be the coach in Indy.
I would like to see that. Did Jack Del Rio screw over the Oakland Raiders this season?
No, not at all.
Why did they play so bad?
Shit happens, man. It's the NFL. Some years you're randomly going to go, what do they go, 8-8, 7-9? 6-10, wow.
Yep.
They're a young team. I don't know.
Is Amari Cooper anywhere near as good as Julio Jones?
No.
Is Julio Jones on a different planet? Would you go as far to say that?
Dude, Julio Jones is one of the 2 or 3 best players and receivers in the league.
Who's the best receiver in the league?
I think it's Hopkins.
Does Gronk retire?
I forgot about Beckham. Okay. So I don't know the order, but the top 4 is Hopkins, Beckham, Brown, Jones. I think pretty indisputably.
Who's? I think Antonio Brown's got to be number 1.
It's tough. I would take any of them.
No, I don't
take
think
any
it's
of those
tough
guys
at all. I think it's pretty plain cut and simple that Antonio Brown has to be number 1.
Brown is a beast, but you're telling me if you put Beckham or Hopkins in that system, they don't put up similar numbers? Or Jones?
Beckham, I could see that. Hopkins, no.
Yeah, Brown's a beast.
Definitely not Hopkins.
Brown's a beast. I wouldn't argue with anyone picking any of those
does
4 guys
Bell,
for number
does
1.
Does Bell start the season wearing a Steelers jersey next year?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Is he worth the money?
Yeah, he's worth the money. The problem is, I don't know.
Play 2 more years.
The running back position in general, I don't think that people want to spend that much money, but he's a monster. It's kind of
he's
like
he's gonna be the first coach to get fired this year.
Might be Hugh Jackson. That's a good question.
No, I think they stick the season with him.
Okay. So there's one clear, so blatantly obvious answer to this question. And it's Vance Joseph, because he somehow kept his job. Like, how is he not the answer to this question of who's going to be the first coach fired? I think Adam Gase could be a sleeper.
I think Dirk Cutter.
Yeah, Dirk Cutter. That's a good pick,
how,
too.
How stupid do you think they feel?
For what, giving up on Lovie for Cutter?
Yeah, after Lovie actually had a good season.
Yeah. I don't think they feel that dumb, but they definitely don't feel smart. No, like...
Should the Glazer family be forced to sell that team?
No. Why, for firing Lovie?
For just being shitty owners?
No. Yeah, they're fine. I don't
Would
know.
Would they be better if they had Rondae Barber in his current state on their team?
They might be.
Would you like to see Rondae Barber lace him up one more time?
No.
What about Tiki? Dude, what about no. Tiki? What if you could have Tiki and Rondae Barber?
I don't want either of them near my team. Is there...
You have to make a choice. Jared Lorenzen or Tiki and Rondae Barber. Who do you take?
I will take Tiki and Rondae Barber.
You have to start them.
This is the worst segment we've ever done.
What is
that question?
I'm curious who you would rather
the
have.
The Barbers. You take the Barbers. Why would you take Jared Lorenzen? He was never good.
Would you rather have Tiki Barber or Marion Barber?
Right
or
now?
As we called him in Dallas. Marion the Barbarian.
You what Tiki Barber at any point during either of their careers? What are these questions?
We're playing the gauntlet.
You guys, this is the worst gauntlet ever.
Why? I think I'm asking hard pressed questions.
These questions have no substance or meaning whatsoever.
Is fine. I'll ask you one that has a little bit of substance. Is Tony Romo going to replace Al Michaels in the future?
They don't do the same thing.
What do you mean? They're both commentators.
Yeah, one's play-by-play, one's color.
Who does play-by-play?
Michaels.
Doesn't Al Michaels do both?
Nah, he does play-by-play, and Collinsworth is color.
If there's one... Would you rather see Phil Simms or Al Michaels in the booth?
Al Michaels. Phil Simms was terrible.
Is it fair... that Chris Simms is criticizing Blake Bortles for being a bad quarterback when he himself was a shitty quarterback?
Finally, we're getting to some real questions. No, Chris Simms was awful.
So it's unfounded that he is ripping Blake Bortles a new one by saying that he is the 70th best quarterback in the world right now.
70th? Blake Bortles is pretty clearly a top 40 quarterback. I don't think you
Apparently
can dispute
Apparently he's
number that.
70.
He is...
Nick Foles is 33.
Nick Fair, Foles, poor reading. Also a top 40 quarterback. I wouldn't say
Patrick
either is top 30.
Mahomes 31.
I would take both of those guys if I had to win one game right now over Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mahomes
we don't know
got
if
a cannon. Literally looks like Peyton Manning out there after one preseason game.
Dude. What?
Yeah. Does Jim Cower ever come coach a football game ever again? Is he done?
Bill
Has
Cower?
He him up for the last time? Bill Cower? Yeah, Bill
yeah
Cower.
I think he's done. He's old.
Why? Why'd he quit? He was in his prime.
He coached for a while.
Does Terry Bradshaw need to get off the Fox pregame show?
Yeah, probably. I don't
Are
really
you
watch
going
the
to
Fox.
See the new movie... Are you going to see the new movie in which Terry Bradshaw is a potential father to Owen Wilson?
No. I will not be seeing that film. Bill Cowley's only 60. He could come back.
I'm gonna switch it from football here. We're gonna make a quick transition to films. Is Black Panther gonna be the best Marvel movie yet?
I think it'll be up there. I already bought my ticket. Yeah. It looks awesome. It has a great cast. It has an incredible director.
Who's directed?
Marvel. Ryan Coogler. He directed Creed. Have you seen Creed?
I have not.
Great movie.
Is Michael B. Jordan a good actor?
Hell yeah, dude. Don't even throw that
name. Is he in Creed?
Yeah, he's in literally every one of his director's movies. He's the main character in Creed.
No, I thought it's the other dude.
Michael B. Jordan is Creed in the movie.
I thought it was someone else.
Wait, you think he played Rocky?
No, I didn't think he played Rocky. Is that actually Rocky and Creed?
Yeah, you should watch Creed. Creed is a fucking fantastic movie. It was way better than anyone would have expected it to be. And Michael B. Jordan is not playing Black Panther, by the way. If that's what
you want. I know he's not playing Black Panther. I do know a little bit about the cinema.
Well, you didn't know he played Creed. You thought he played somebody else.
Hey, I just didn't. I knew he was the bad guy.
Yeah. So that Michael B. Jordan was in Ryan Coogler's first movie, Fruitvale Station, which was a really good movie, and then Creed, which was awesome. And once he signed up for Black Panther, I was excited because I loved Creed, and he probably would have been cast as Black Panther if they didn't cast Black Panther yet, because Ryan Coogler would have just made him Black Panther. But I like that he's a villain. I don't think he's ever been a villain before.
Yeah, I know. Very interesting. Very interesting look to him. Very intrigued by it. Can't wait to see it.
Black Panther looks dope. How do you feel about the controversy that some people think that nobody's going to give Black Panther a bad review because they don't want to sound racist?
Totally fake news. Where'd you get that, CNN?
Ben Shapiro.
Wow.
What do you mean? Why would CNN bring up that argument?
I don't know. CNN's been going a little off their rocker recently.
Yeah, I tweeted that. I would have also tweeted the Ben Shapiro Waters tweet. World. What?
I would have also accepted Waters World as a potential place where you heard that.
I quote tweeted the Ben Shapiro tweet where he said there will be no honest reviews for Black Panther, and I called it the worst take. Argued with some people on Twitter about it, but that's just
really nonsense. People argued with you about it.
Yeah, dude.
I think I'm gonna have to go start commenting on his stuff because that sounds like fun.
The dumbest take ever.
I've been getting into the Reddit game. Actually,
I'm in the Reddit game. The movie has a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Minimal reviews.
Yeah, it's gonna drop. It's already at 98. There's two Rotten Tomatoes reviews now.
Really? They're racist. That's racist.
They're not. They could be wrong, but I don't think they're
racist. Probably because of the name of the movie's Black Panther and they're offended by it.
Yeah, I think if there's a race element to this, it'll be people thinking the movie's good and calling it great because of its cultural impact. But nobody's going to think it's bad and then give it a good review. If they think the movie's bad, they're going to give it a bad review. I think the
only controversy that this film could have is if it doesn't have the last Infinity Stone in it.
Yeah, you know, I think it...
It for sure does.
I think it might.
It's not the Mind Stone. It's like some hallucinating stone. The Dream Stone.
The Soul Stone. The Soul Stone.
Yeah, there you go.
Is the Soul Stone. So this is...
It's hiding in Wakanda.
Anyone who doesn't want spoilers, this is just speculation. But the Soul Stone is the only stone not found yet. And from the Infinity War trailers, Wakanda clearly plays a huge role in the movie. So
I'm very excited.
There's a big chance that the Soul Stone's there. But also, I don't really like that because that means that like three of the six Infinity Stones would have just been on Earth. And like the universe is fucking huge. So like why were three Infinity Stones on Earth?
Dude, Earth's legit. I think it's okay.
It's not gonna ruin the movie. It's all minor stuff. Yeah, Black Panther looks sick. Infinity War looks sick. Deadpool 2 looks sick. Infinity
War looks unreal.
Dude.
Deadpool, horrible release date. What were they thinking?
Dude, they'll be fine.
There's a lot of really good movies coming out this summer.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just do it in June, but I think the movie that, if any of those movies is going to suffer, I think it's going to be the Han Solo movie. I don't think any of them will, though.
Okay, I have some serious beef with Han Solo. Give me an intro. Oh. Beef of the week right here.
You want beef of the week, or you want angry rant?
I don't want to steal yours, so you can give me another one, something angry, because I'm very angry.
You take my rant music.
Very angry.
I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. Everybody strap in. I'm about to open some freaking windows.
Let's hear it.
Wow. So I saw the trailer for Han Solo, and there's one thing I just have a huge problem with, and it's just very confusing to me. Why does he have a British accent? Like, why? You have so many American actors, so many up-and-coming actors here, and people who have British accents, they're pretty good at doing English accents. Like, Nicholas Brody, Homeland, he's British. Christian Bale, maybe British. I don't know. Pretty sure he's British though. Really good English accent. Who else am I forgetting?
Hey, I got bad news. I got bad news for you. He's not what? British.
He's English. What?
He's not.
What
British.
Is he?
He's American.
He Irish.
He's American.
The guy who's playing Han Solo.
Born and raised in Los Angeles.
Doesn't he have a British accent? Did I see, like, a British trailer or something?
He does not have a British accent.
I'm pretty certain he's got a British accent.
No, he doesn't.
Dude, I heard a British accent somewhere.
You're thinking his Harrison Ford impression sounds British, which it might, because it's not a good impression.
Wait, he does a Harrison Ford impression the entire movie?
Well, dude, he's playing Han Solo.
I know, but he shouldn't be doing a Harrison Ford impression.
Well, he's going to try and sound like Han Solo the whole movie.
I would rather see Harrison Ford CGI'd in the movie and do the voiceover rather than seeing this dude play freaking Han Solo.
My thing about this movie, it's just like, it doesn't need to exist. And if it's good, fine. Good for him. But like, they could have done a cooler movie.
Could they have waited?
Yeah, but they're going to just print out Star Wars movies for the next couple of years.
Are they going to do... They should do Clone Wars too.
They should do a Obi-Wan movie with the...
I would actually like to see a Mace Windu movie starring Samuel L. They're running out of time on that one.
Yeah, I would never turn that movie down.
Like, you know why he had a purple lightsaber, right?
Because he wanted it.
No. Because he knew that the Clone Wars scene was going to be a big fight. The big, huge battle that they had. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Clone Wars, then you shouldn't be listening to the show. But he wanted to be able to see where he was on camera. So that's why he had the purple lightsaber.
That's pretty funny.
And you can see him running around with it during the big battle scene. Quite impressive.
Yeah.
I do have one more question for you. This is Jared, old R.A. Jared related. Is the new Jeff Goldblum Jeep commercial going to go in his top Jeff Goldblum acting performances?
They actually reviewed it on this week's episode of Chub Sep, and I think he gave it a middle tier Jeff Goldblum. I don't remember what the actor name for middle tier is, but
did he put Jeff Goldblum in apartments.com ahead of Jeep, or were they in the same category?
I don't think he mentioned it. You got to email into the show, chupsep.podcast@gmail.com.
Ooh, I gotta find that out, because I personally am a big apartments.com Jeff Goldblum fan, but I mean, this was a pretty solid commercial.
This is a very Chupsep question.
It was gold. Whoever came up with that, I mean, they just weren't thinking Goldblum. They were thinking, we're making gold.
Goldblum.
So that's what they just printed money for Jeep with that commercial. I want one. I should call the Jeep dealership tomorrow, sell my car, get this one.
Hey,
same
I got
color,
a Jeep.
Everything. Yeah, I do too.
Are you gonna see the Han Solo movie?
I just ripped on him. How could I ever see that movie?
I mean, I'm gonna see it. I don't know how confident I am.
I don't know
it.
If I can.
Oh, did you see the Venom trailer?
No, I did not. When did the Venom trailer come out?
Today.
Who's in Venom? Who's the star of that movie?
Tom Hardy.
I could potentially see myself seeing that.
Yeah, the trailer not great. Did you see The Last Jedi?
Oh, not good.
They didn't show Venom in the trailer.
I need to see The Last Jedi.
Yeah, I saw it like a month late. I enjoyed it, though. Yeah, I liked it. Didn't love it. I liked it. It was good.
Are you going to see Mission Impossible Fallout?
No, I don't watch Mission Impossible.
Oh, dude, what are you doing? If Tom Cruise is in it, you got to watch it. Cruise guy. I'm a big Cruise guy.
I'm pretty indifferent on Tom Cruise.
I did not see The Mummy. That is one that I started watching it. I was on a plane.
Yeah, it looks horrible. Need to
finish it.
Did you not have time to finish it, or was it hard to get through?
Didn't have time to finish it. I got into part of the beginning, and maybe I'll watch that tonight. What time is it here?
The Mummy.
9:10? I got time?
Yeah. I guess you got time to watch The Mummy.
Yeah, for sure. I gotta know what happens. I mean, I gotta support TC.
How do you feel?
Last true actor in Hollywood.
How do you feel about the Oscar nominations? You see Logan got a nom?
Logan or Logan?
Logan.
Well, that's a bummer. I think the Logan is also pretty worthy.
What?
Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Logan.
Dude, no. They're not worthy of anything.
Yeah, what's up, fam?
You
have a problem with the Logan?
You a Pauler? You a Pauler, bro?
I am a total Pauler. I'm team Logan.
How are those dudes a thing?
Dude, they're awesome.
Have you ever seen who's the one that didn't like get raked over the coals recently? Jake Paul?
Yeah.
You ever seen his rap songs?
They're pretty good.
They're not. They're literally the worst songs I've ever heard. Nobody look these up because I don't want to plug his music.
No, you should.
No.
You should totally play some Jake Paul rap,
dude,
to get us out on this
absolutely
show.
Absolutely not. We are not closing with Jake Paul.
Guy's a fucking
clown.
Well, I don't know if you heard, but Logan Paul made another video.
Did you watch
him tasing a dead rat?
No, he didn't.
Apparently. I have not seen it. Maybe it was clickbait. Fairly confident.
Oh my god, dude. What a fucking moron. That kid literally walked into a forest, saw a dead body, filmed it, went home, edited the video, watched his final copy of the video and said, yeah, this is a good idea. if he was live and he saw it, like, heat of the moment, sure. This guy went home, edited the fucking video, knows he has an audience full of kids, and was like, yeah, I'm going to put this on YouTube. This will not backfire me at all. Like, great idea, Logan.
Until you said that, I was very supportive of him.
Dude, like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Now that you brought up the fact that he actually edited this video.
He edited the video and then plugged it on his Twitter, like, new video coming tomorrow, it's crazy. And then put it up. Like, dude.
I think his reaction to seeing this guy was very genuine. I think he got a lot of bad flack over the fact that he was laughing, but like it had to have been an uncomfortable situation when he was actually there.
Yes. But like I said, he edited the video and kept him laughing.
Yeah, I totally did not think about the fact that he edited the video.
Yeah, dude.
His trip to Japan was just a total cluster. I don't know if you've seen the other videos from it.
Dude, I haven't.
He was terrorizing the people of Japan.
His trip to Japan was a total disaster.
He may be worse in the Japanese people's books than Godzilla.
Dude, Godzilla's a hero in Japan.
What?
He's not the one destroying the city. He's saving it from the monsters destroying the city.
What? Really?
Yeah.
No. The old... we're talking old... old stuff.
Well, dude, he's always saving it from the monsters.
In the new one, not in the old ones. In the old ones, he's eating Japanese people. But don't get me wrong. I like sushi just as much as the next person.
Dude, what?
Well, I mean, like... it's kind of like he's eating sushi, you know? Is that okay to say? Like, he's eating Japanese people. He's eating,
I guess,
sushi.
Yeah, they're raw. I don't know, man. I don't want to be a part of this.
I don't think that's offensive, is it?
I don't know. No comment. We'll let the people still listening decide.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it was a good show. I think it was decent.
Yeah.
We gotta get back to the basics. You know, we gotta have the routine. We had beef of the week, Han Solo.
Yeah, this was good. Realistically, when we get back in the flow, it'll probably be like every other week.
Oh, hopefully. Yeah. Oh,
that'd be ideal.
Oh, you know, I do have one more question. Where were you for National Marquette Day?
Work.
What?
I think. No, I think it was just in my apartment.
You missed out, man.
I know.
It was a weekend to enjoy. The Jake wasn't there either.
Yeah,
well, for those listening, we had a friend, Jacob Ruger, shout out.
Shout out, Jake.
Did not see him there either. I only saw little Tyler. Shout out to Tyler.
Let me tell you why I didn't come, and I don't care if it's on the podcast. So I had an internal dilemma because it was Super Bowl weekend. And when I would have been booking the trip, the Rams were good. And you watched the Super Bowl on the plane, right?
Yep.
So if my flight was delayed and the Rams were in the Super Bowl and I was on a fucking plane, I would have never forgiven myself.
Dude, I booked my ticket 3 hours before my flight.
Wow. So that
I literally
was a spur of the moment decision.
Skiing that weekend. I was supposed to go skiing that weekend. Had a suitcase full of clothing in my car because I was supposed to go skiing. And I said, fuck it. And I went to Milwaukee.
Was the ticket cheap? Like compared to how much
bucks.
You would normally? Round trip?
Yep, round trip.
Wow, what the hell?
Okay, I did fly into Chicago. My friend picked me up from Chicago, but like...
Still, 3 hours
still,
before.
Still, $200. That's from the West Coast. It's a long, long plane ride. Four hours?
Yeah.
Deal.
That's a deal. But then when I was, when I like got over that and I started thinking about going, I asked Jake if he was going to be there because that's what I'd stay with, and he said no. And I was like, all right, well, whatever. I'll go another weekend.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I'd like to dedicate today's show to Jeff Reith's brother.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard. I'm sure you saw. But he passed away. Jeff is a buddy of ours from college. Great guy. You know, we hope your family's doing all right. And, you know, everyone keep your brother in his prayers.
Yeah. Love you, Jeff.
Well, that's. I think that's all we got for the show today. You know, little Stevie, do you have a song lined up for us that you want to play us out on?
Yeah. Hey, in honor of Jeff, we'll roll out with some Dave Matthews.
Nice. That's what he'd probably want. I don't know if he'll listen to the show, but yeah, Dave Matthews Band. Good choice.
Yeah. All right,
I don't know any Dave Matthews songs though. So I hope you know one.
No hits.
No hits. Dave Matthews has no hits, or there's a song called No Hits.
We're not going out with any hits. Dave Matthews, no hits.
I still don't know if you're saying the Dave Matthews Band has no hits, or if the song's called No Hits, because I can see both being possible.
You know the song.
I do know this song. Is it called No Hits?
No, Ant Martin.
Well, isn't this a hit? You said no hits.
It's a joke from The Office. Let's let it play out.
Ride the Buzz.
New show within the next
2 to 12 weeks.
Also, get your fantasy football package. Little Stevie's going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, shout out Fantasy Life Box. If you want an order, hit me up or go to @FantasyLifeBox on any platforms and use the discount code FLBOX10 to get $10 off your box.
I just ordered mine. I'm looking every day in the mail. Can't wait for it to come.
All right, ride the buzz.